Are we in the Sandhya of Kali Yuga? I don't think so. The Sandhya between Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga is already over. About the Golden Age, well, if anyone in Kali Yuga chants Hare Krishna, that's golden, isn't it? In this dark age of Kali, if there's any Krishna consciousness, that's very good. So are we in the Golden Age? Yeah, maybe it's the Sandhya of the Golden Age that is just beginning and coming in. When we don't see any sign at the present time of mass worldwide Krishna consciousness, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did say that his name would be preached in every town and village of the world, and Srila Prabhupada had faith in that, and he managed to effect a miracle by bringing Krishna consciousness around the world. And it's really up to us, his followers in the subsequent generations, whether we continue to develop and expand what he gave us or not. If we don't do our work of preaching Krishna consciousness strictly according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, and vigorously promoting the Vastava Satya, the actual truth, on the basis of Shastra, then Kali will continue to prevail. Kali can be pushed back by this Krishna conscious movement. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagate Nista. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna's avatar in Kali Yuga is the holy name of Krishna. And by the holy name of Krishna, the whole universe can be delivered. But it's not automatic. Krishna leaves the service of preaching his holy names to his devotees to do that. So we can, like Arjuna, we can be instrumental in that, or we can not. So to a large extent, it's up to us. Srila Prabhupada said this Krishna consciousness movement would go on if we strictly follow the regulative principles, if we strictly follow his instructions. So that there's a proviso in that, or a condition in that, that if we don't, then it won't go on properly. So, like I say, it's up to us also.